So as we read the Gospels, there's a recurring theme where Jesus is in opposition with the leaders of this day, of the Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees. There's always some type of conflict or confrontation. And if you remember from the Gospel readings last week, from Mark's Gospel, it was clear this confrontation between Christ and the leaders, and the leaders were seeking to kill him. So if we're not careful, we can very easily fall into the misguided thought that Jesus was against the old way, that he came to abolish. And this is what he's setting straight in the gospel today, that he did not come to abolish the old way. He came to fulfill it. And we're in Matthew chapter 5, that beautiful Sermon on the Mount, where Christ is kind of unveiling the reality of this, of the kingdom of God that has come in the person of Christ. He did not come to abolish. He came to fulfill. He is the fulfillment of the law. And we know that his law is a law of love. And this is what we're all called into, this law of love, as the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy. What Christ was fighting against was all the extra stuff, all the unnecessary stuff, all the self-serving stuff the leaders had packed into and were imposing upon the people, becoming a block so they couldn't really understand or come to know or enter into a relationship with God. Christ came to set all of that straight. And that's kind of the same conflict we had in that long first reading, but it's a quite humorous story if you go back and read it. Elijah and then versus the other gods. You know, these other prophets are trying to call down their pagan god Baal, and he wouldn't come. So Elijah says, well, maybe he's taking a nap, or he went on a journey, or he's eating lunch. Keep trying, keep trying. It's so easy for us to fall into that same kind of trap of adding extra things and setting up roadblocks unnecessarily and thinking we have to do so many extra things in our own lives and in the Christian world today. How often do we see all this extra, like the prophets were going into a frenzy? How often do we see that? We're trying to maybe trick God by being so exuberant and so fanatical or in a frenzy with our ways and with our words and with our emotions. We have to have the best music and the best light shows and smoke screens and whatever else to try to fabricate this encounter with the transcendent God. When he comes to us in the humility, the almost nothingness of the sacred host. And this is where we truly encounter God. When we when we go to sleep, we put our emotions down and we really allow our hearts to open up to the reality of the simplicity of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And this was the message that St. Anthony, the great saint we honor today, of not being distracted by all the extras, but silencing the heart to get to the heart of the message. He spent so many years in silence and in solitude reading the scriptures, reading the church fathers, that when he was just randomly called to preach for the first time, it was amazing the eloquence and the depth of his spirituality, that then he became a preacher. And so we have this notion of St. Anthony to help us find our lost keys or our sunglasses or whatever else, the patron of finding lost things. He's really the patron of finding lost souls. Because of his prolific and heart-changing preaching, he was able to bring back the hardened hearts of the sinners. Even the woes who, there was one man who stole his journal and had left the friary. Because of the preaching of St. Anthony, the man returned the journal and he returned to the friary. So yes, we can ask him to help us find our keys, but don't sell him short and don't sell the power of God short. Who are the lost souls in our lives, within our families, within our friends, who need to come back? Let that be the lost thing that you beg St. Anthony to bring back to the church, to bring back to the truth. Now, he's nicknamed the Hammer of Heretics. So just like in the first reading, and just like Jesus, who was clear on the truth and not being distracted by the extras, through the intercession of St. Anthony, May we too open our hearts to the reality of the hiddenness of Christ in the Holy Eucharist, the power of Jesus in the sacraments to truly change lives, to transform hearts. We enter into this mystery in silence. And after Mass, we have a chance to adore our Lord in silence. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.